Welcome to Riscario Radio, episode 51. I'm your host, Pramod, which rhymes with explode, Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. Today we look at why we accept airport security but deny our financial security. Transport Canada recommends that passengers heading to the United States arrive 3 hours prior to their flight time to allow for security screening. This is from the Pearson Airport in Toronto, dated January 21st, which is just a couple of days ago. Flying from Toronto to the United States used to be easy because you'd clear U.S. immigration before boarding. Then you'd arrive as if you took a domestic U.S. flight. That changed on December 26, 2009. Now you're advised to arrive at the airport 3 hours before departure. That's the same thing that happened when we went to India, but the United States is just next door. Here's what happens. You go through U.S. immigration screening, then the usual security screening where you walk through a metal detector while your outerwear, computer, metal objects, and carry-on gets x-rayed. There's more. On the way to my gate, a surprise security inspection took place. Again, items out of pockets and onto the table. This time there was a physical inspection. You wait and wait in line after line. There's no room for jesting or commenting on the delays. You don't want to draw attention to yourself. Without any carry-on, none was allowed on the flight, the whole process of arriving at the airport and getting to my gate only took 40 minutes, which included walking. The additional security measures were more bark than bite, but that still meant hours wasted at the airport. You may experience longer delays and are probably wise to follow their recommended time frames of arriving early. Traveling can have other nuisances. Adjusting to different time zones, speaking the language, concerns with safety and food, expenses, you're treated like a walking wallet. Stay home? Why bother traveling? The destination is worth it. Viktor Frankl said, "Those who have a why to live can bear with almost any how." Besides, we have no choice at the airport. We can't negotiate. Other forms of travel are probably impractical. The life you control. Other parts of our lives aren't subject to stringent rules. Think of improving health, learning marketable skills, investing quality time with family, giving to society, networking. Without rules, we do less unless we have self-discipline, we know what we want, and we know what's available. Let's turn to finances. We need self-control to set aside money now for retirement later, to stick to our plans while others quit, and to explore our options so logic can help guide us. When we care about the destination, we'll make sacrifices now and along the way. You may now put your shoes back on and head to your gate. All aboard? P.S. Returning to Canada was a breeze. I brought my netbook and all my luggage as carry-on. They entered the U.S. as checked luggage. Nothing triggered an alert. The process took mere minutes, which meant more time waiting at the gate. You can read Riscario Insider at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.